15. Whatsoever ye will. Jesus said, If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatsoever you will, and it shall be done unto you. John 15, verse 7. The whole place of the branch in the vine is one of unceasing prayer. Without intermission, it is ever calling, O my vine, send the sap I need to bear thy fruit. And its prayers are never unanswered. It asks what it needs, what it will, and it is done. The healthy life of the believer in Christ is equally one of unceasing prayer. Consciously or unconsciously, he lives in continual dependence. The word of the Lord, you can do nothing, has taught him that not more unbroken than the continuance of the branch in the vine must be his asking and receiving. The promise of our text gives us infinite boldness. Ask whatsoever you will, and it shall be done unto you. The promise is given in direct connection with fruit bearing. Limit it to yourself and your own needs, and you rob it of its power. You rob yourself of the power of appropriating it. Christ was sending these disciples out, and they were ready to give their life for the world. To them he gave them the disposal of the treasures of heaven. Their prayers would bring the spirit and power that they needed for their work. The promise is given in direct connection with the coming of the Spirit. The Spirit is not mentioned in the parable, just as little as the sap of the vine is mentioned, but both are meant all through. In the chapter preceding the parable, our Lord had spoken of the Holy Spirit in connection with their inner life, being in them, and revealing himself within them, in chapter 14, verses 15 to 23. In the next chapter, he speaks of the Holy Spirit in connection with their work, coming to them, convincing the world, and glorifying him, chapter 16, verses 7 to 14. To avail ourselves of the unlimited prayer promises, we must be men who are filled with the Spirit and wholly given up to the work and the glory of Jesus. The Spirit will lead us into all truth, into the truth of the meaning and the certainty of its fullness. Let us realise that we can only fulfil our calling to bear much fruit by praying much. In Christ are hid all the treasures men around us need. In him all God's children are blessed with their spiritual blessings. He is full of grace and truth, but it needs prayer, much prayer, strong, believing prayer, to bring these blessings down. And let us equally remember that we cannot appropriate the promise without a life given up for men. Many try to take the promise and then look around for what they can ask. This is not the way, but the very opposite. Get the heart burdened with the need of souls and the command to save them, and the power will come to claim the promise. Let us claim it as one of the revelations of our wonderful life in the vine. He tells us that if we ask in his name, in virtue of our union with him, whatsoever it be, it will be done to us. Souls are perishing because there is too little prayer. God's children are feeble because there is too little prayer. We bear so little fruit because there is so little prayer. The faith of this promise would make us strong to pray. Oh, let us not rest till it has entered into our very heart and drawn us in the power of Christ to continue and to labour and to strive in prayer until the blessing comes in power. To be a branch means not only bearing fruit on earth, but power in prayer to bring down blessing from heaven. Abiding fully means praying much. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, for these wonderful words that whatsoever you will, if we abide in you, it shall be done unto you. Oh, Lord. Lord, it's so hard for us to even realize the enormity of what these words mean and to accept them. But Lord, they're your promise. They're all yes and amen in Jesus. Oh Lord, help me to see that I need nothing less than this promise to overcome the powers of Satan and the sin and the world and the flesh. Oh Lord, teach us to pray in faith of this promise. That if I just abide in you, Lord, I can ask whatever, and it will be done.